Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Really good to be with you. Hey, it just keeps getting weirder and more corrupt by the moment. We have things going on right now with regard to North Carolina that is absolutely incredible. Tomorrow, I'm going to be calling out the North Carolina governor, and for very obvious reasons. But right now, I want to stick to what's most important. Wow. It's hard to even know where to start. So while I gather my thoughts, let me tell you who our sponsor is. Our sponsor is olive oil. And you know, olive oil, and this is well known, you take it, you're healthier inside, and you have a youthful appearance on the outside. It works really well. And Dr. Stephen Gundry, renowned heart surgeon, renowned nutritionist, health advocate. He's on your side. He's like RFK Jr. He's on your side. He says, yeah, olive oil is really good, but there's a caveat. There's a caveat. Unfortunately, some of the bigger corporations want to cut corners to save production costs, and not all olive oil is created equally. And so, why would you take something that's probably not going to work for you versus something that will? Well, the dilemma is, how do you tell the difference? Well, this is where Dr. Gundry comes in. He says, I'm going to call attention to this. And he did. And he's made a video about this. And I think it's important we all go and watch it. Go to getoliveone.com/Dave. That's get the number one, getoliveone.com. Slash Dave. And if you're seeing this on social media, the link is in the description box. I wouldn't really mess around with this because this is such a benefit. Don't waste your energy. Don't waste your money. Don't waste your time until you see in this video. Get olive the number one dot com slash Dave. I have an associate with Magic Dycol. This person's a wonderful person, wonderful person. And I believe they're trapped right now, but they're traumatized. And some people from our group were talking to this person, and oh, the horror. I just would be having nightmares. I would just freak out. And I consider myself to be mentally tough, but imagine being on your property and finding an infant dead in your tree. There are bodies all over the place. Yet, controlled opposition Fox News, and I keep telling you, don't get fooled. There may be a couple of good people there, but they are controlled opposition. They reported it was false. There are not bodies everywhere. Well, there's at least 1,000 missing people. And bodies are found under debris. I've read this to you. Bodies are everywhere. And that's just the first thing. That's not the only point of contention here. It gets worse. I reported earlier today, and now I have more confirmation. I'm comfortable in saying this. Truckers getting ready to drive to supply places where things can be distributed. They're getting their tires slashed in big numbers. I'm just going to come out and say it. Who is the number one suspect? Well, the same people that took the money from FEMA and gave it to illegal aliens, the same people that used the remaining money of FEMA and had FEMA people babysit these illegals. It's the Biden-Harris administration doing this. They're using their proxies to sabotage these efforts. Oh, you think that's a stretch? Well, okay, let's go to Doug Thornton, who had communication from helicopter pilot. You can't fly that stuff in there. If you do that, I'll arrest you. Then there was the case of the man who saw a couple in trouble, water surrounding them. They were elderly. He landed, managed to wade through, get the man who was the woman who was in terrible, terrible shape, terrible condition, and he put her in, left his co-pilot son on site to stay with the elderly man, and then flew the helicopter back and dropped her off while he was trying to get medical attention. Oh, the FEMA person that was there came up and said, "You're not taking off. And if you take off, I'll arrest you." Well, he did go get his son. They wanted him to abandon his son. I could tell story after story, but see, these are stories that come to people that I know personally. And with Doug, I work with him. They are blocking supplies. The next thing, they're going to churches in the region that are still somewhat intact, and they're stealing their food supplies. And shipments of canned food coming in are being seized. It's not approved food. We don't know that it's safe. Yeah, that's right. Very good, FEMA. Let's just let people starve to death. If you allow this crazy lunatic word salad witch into the Oval Office, this is how all of us are going to be treated. They hate America. You are their enemy, and they are your enemy. Can I get an amen? Would you please give me a thumbs up if you agree with this? Do you understand the seriousness of this threat? Do you ever think I wanted to sit behind this microphone and say these things and make me sound like, to the average person who's ignorant and uninformed, like a crazy lunatic? Or would you rather me come on here and tell you the truth as it is? They're driving up the death count the same way they did in Lahaina. And isn't it coincidental that just yesterday they came out with the official investigation finding Lahaina was an accident? A downed power line, yeah, where the fires burned at right angles. We covered it all. Oh my gosh, people, we are in so much trouble. They're registering illegals by the millions. They're going to steal this election, and you're going to have to decide what our response is going to be, because it's going to be a case of bad boys, bad boys. What you going to do when they come for you?